ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो 7th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। सो वील फर्स्ट रीड द टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 एंड एट as it doesn't have a purport, we'll go on till text number 8, because 5, 6 and 7 also doesn't have a purport. Text, the chapter is entitled, Lord Shiva Saves the Universe.
Iti tushnim sthitan daityan.
Iti tushnim sthitan daityan.
Vilokya purushottamaha.
विलोक्य पुरुषोत्तमः
स्मयमानो विश्रुत्याग्रम्
स्मयमानो विश्रुत्याग्रम्
पुच्छं जगराह सामरः
पुच्छं जगराह सामरः। Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The demons remained silent, opposing the desire of the demigods. Seeing the demons and understanding their motive, the personality of Godhead smiled. Without discussion, He immediately accepted their proposal by grasping the tail of the snake, and the demigods followed Him.
Text 5, 6, 7 and 8 I will read, and 8 has a purport.
After thus adjusting how the snake was to be held, the sons of Kashyap, both demigods and demons, began their activities, desiring to get nectar by churning the ocean of the milk. O son of Pandu dynasty, when Mandara mountain was thus being used as a churning rod in the ocean of milk, it had no support. And therefore, although held by the strong hands of the demigods and demons, it sank into the water. Because the mountain had been sunk by the strength of providence, the demigods and demons were disappointed and their faces seemed to shrivel.
Text 8.
विलोक्य विघ्नं विधिं ददेश्वरो दुरंत वीर्यो अतिथि अभिसंधि कृत्वा वपु कच्छम अद्भुतं महत् प्रविश्यतोयं गिरमुञ्जाहर।
सीइंग द सिचुएशन दैट हैड बीन क्रिएटेड बाय द विल ऑफ द सुप्रीम द अनलिमिटेडली पावरफुल लॉर्ड हुज डिटर्मिनेशन इज इनफैलिएबल टुक द वंडरफुल शेप ऑफ अ टॉर्टॉइस entered the water and lifted the great Mandara mountain.
Purport.
Here is the evidence that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is supreme controller of everything. As we have previously described, there are two classes of men, the demons and the demigods, but neither of them are supremely powerful. Everyone has experienced that hindrances are imposed upon us by the supreme power. The demons regard these hindrances as mere accidents or chance, but devotees accept them to be the acts of supreme ruler. When faced with hindrances, therefore, devotees pray to the Lord.
Tatte nukampam sushamikshamano bhunjanevatmakurtam vipakam.
Devotees endure hindrances, accepting them to be caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and regarding them as benedictions. Demons, however, being unable to understand the Supreme Controller, regard such hindrances as accidental. Here, of course, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present personally. It was by His will that there were hindrances and by His will, those hindrances were removed. The Lord appeared as a tortoise toward the great mountain. Shetere havipulatare tavatishti prushte. The Lord held the great mountain on His back. Keshavadrita kurma sharira jay jagadish hare. It's written here. Dangers can be created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they can also be removed by Him. This is known to the devotees, but demons cannot understand it. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Hare Krishna. So here we are seeing that Prabhupada is saying that this discussion of the activities of demons and demigods are taking place, and we just heard that both of them are the sons of same father, Kashyap Muni. Somehow or other, both have come from the same personality. And here Srila Prabhupada is saying that, as Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, always there are two classes of men in this world, Daiva and Asur, demons and the demigods. But Prabhupada says neither of them are supremely powerful, and some tendencies of differences of behavior and desires has been mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in this purport between the demons and demigods. Also in the previous purport some points were mentioned. Today we'll discuss both of them together. Here Prabhupada says the demons regard the hindrances as mere accidents or chance. So when in the lives of demons, when something happens against their desire, they say it was an accident or by chance. But we clearly see their duplicity. When they do something, when they attain something, they immediately say, I have done it. When some mistakes happens from their hand, they say it was an accident, by chance things happened. They don't say, I have failed to do it. I did the mistake. So this is a demonic nature. On the other hand, the demigods, they know that ultimately everything is in the control of Supreme Lord. When some hindrances are there, they remember Krishna. And when some successes are there, they remember Krishna. Or at least the devotees are supposed to remember Krishna. And when devotees forget to remember Krishna during success, then Krishna has to come and remind them. When devotees become little proud of their successes, then Krishna has to come and show him their position. But this is the difference. Another difference, as I just pointed out, I just thought something like Prabhupada mentions in the yesterday's purport, Virushanu Prabhu discusses it nicely. But he says we are advocating cow protection and encouraging people to drink more milk and eat palatable preparations made of milk. But the demons, just to protest such proposals, are claiming that they are advanced in scientific knowledge, as described here by the words of Swadhyaya Shruta Sampanna. They are advanced, they are claiming. And therefore they have said that milk is dangerous and beef obtained by killing cows is very nutritious. So there are difference of opinion will always continue. So Prabhupada goes on in the previous purport, the demonic mentality is always to oppose the instructions of Supreme Lord, especially coming in the Vedic scriptures. The Vedic scriptures have been written down, actually not we say after scientific or thought, but because Krishna has made this universe, He has written down for the welfare of the whole society. He knows what is the best way of behavior, actions in this world, and He has written down and told us. But demonic nature is always to oppose. That is the first reaction. If someone tells something, even if it may be ancestors or experienced person, like we saw in that America, that is a tendency, not that their authorities were correct, but the tendency is, anyone above 30, you don't listen to him. In India also it has come. The tendency is don't listen to anyone and claim yourself to be scientific. Nowadays people, they are very proud to reject all the traditional ways, saying that we are scientific. But what science is there? If you see their practices, there is no science in their personal life or their practices. Does the science tell to wear us all weird types of clothes? Is some scientific discovery after great research that wear less clothes or weird type? Is it scientific behavior? No. Does the science tell to dance at 12 o'clock in the night till 3 o'clock? No, that is not scientific behavior. Their whole behavior is unscientific, but they claim to be scientific demons to only reject the Vedic scriptures. That is the tendency. Now, if we see, there is no behavior scientific, completely illogical, completely for sense, not even for sense gratification. Actually, today's people are not on the bodily level of consciousness. They don't even think for the welfare of their body. They are lower than bodily level. Yeah. Animals are at least on the bodily level of consciousness. Yeah. Like if people live for health, for beauty, that is bodily level. But today's people's lifestyles are lower than that. They don't even think what is good for their body. And they claim that we are scientific to destroy our whole body completely. So these are the demonic tendencies. And demonic people, they will proclaim and propagate such theories. And common man, without much thought, will accept that. I was thinking, I made this point when we were in Mayapur Yatra about that Lord Chaitanya's pastime, that he would, when he was doing mischief, he would bolt up the people's door in the night so that people would not go out for relieving, doing their morning duties. But then one devotee came up and he told to me that his grandmother said like that. That previously we all know, at least in my village when I was staying in my home before coming to, before advancing scientifically, that is coming to engineering for Bombay, we used to go to pass stool outside the home. At least we had to walk 50 meters. So previously that was a system. Everyone would go out of the home to pass stool and come back. And everyone would eat in the home, home cooked food. But now people eat outside and pass stool inside. That is their advancement. Their toilet is just up near the so-called kitchen which they don't use much. They go and they eat all nonsense. See, all nonsense foods are sold after the night because they are unclean foods. In the day, they can't sell you unclean food. I see all this Chinese and all these things, their business is only after the sun sets. In the day, if you go, you will see what I'm eating, this nonsense. They will not sell also because their business will go down. So that was the completely demonic. They are thinking, no, we are advanced. Why? Because we pass tool inside and we go out and eat. That is not science. It is foolishness. They do dirty things inside and the clean things which have to be done in a clean way, we go out and do in a dirty way. I have seen that on the high-end cars, they wash plates. They fill up the one bucket in the morning and use that till the night to wash the plates. Just dip it and take it out. And we think, oh, it's very nice. What a tasty food. Water is remaining of all the hotels, they take it and give some masala and give it to you in the evening, called as Chinese. So we think it is very nice. So this is scientific advancement. And you should not get fooled by such behavior. Also, previously they would tell that you should have a proper lunch around before noon. And dinner should be light. But demons say lunch can be light and dinner should be heavy. And then you sleep a lot, have a disturbed sleep because of dreams and all these things. Then when you get up in the morning, you don't have freshness. Because in the night, instead of sleeping, giving rest to the body, the whole system was working hard to digest the heavy food which you have eaten in the night. This is unscientific, but so-called scientific people claim that we are advanced. Also, Govind Prabhu, he also always, he quoted Srila Prabhupada, but I heard from Govind Prabhu, so he's quoting. So that authority goes to him and to Prabhupada. That he said that previously, I don't know what to call a husband and wife or boy and girl, whatever it is. Previously, they would marry first and then love each other. But nowadays, they love each other and then marry, so they can't stay together for a long time. So this is opposite. Everything, demons mean everything they want to do opposite. And those things where the Vedic culture say that you should do while sitting, people do while standing. We should eat while eating, we should sit. Also, now the culture is anything. Basically, all activities were done while sitting. Bathing, washing of clothes, washing of vessels. Now we stand and wash vessels. So we have to give unnecessary pressure on the back, and there is backache for everyone. There are culture also to sit down, so you can also scrub nicely. Actually, nowadays we can't scrub. We just apply something and wash and go away. Everything was doing while sitting. And those things which were done while standing, I was just thinking which, but I could locate about some agriculture activities like plowing the field. The people would stand behind the bull. Now they got tractors for that. That they do while sitting. The activities which were supposed to be done while standing, they have advanced and they do while sitting. And activities which are supposed to be done while sitting, they claim to be advanced and they do while standing or sitting improperly. Actually, I am going a little deeper. The Vedic culture says that any activity is done respectfully. Even passing stool and urine, you have to sit down. And then if you do, then it's good for the biological body also. And nowadays, humans, they become less intelligent than animals. All animals, they adjust their body while passing stool and urine. But humans, they just stand and do it. Actually, that will give rise to, in the future, those are doctors. They have, especially men, they have problems passing urine and they have to put in catheteral. They call it catheteral. I don't know, some doctors can say. These are all the problems that will come out at a later stage. So everything was scientific, and the tendency of the people in this Kali Yuga, so-called scientific advancement, is to reject the Vedic scriptures and claiming ourselves to be scientific and doing all unscientific activities. Other activities which we do, we never even think. There is no scientific research for that. We don't think, oh, is it scientific? Does the science tell me that it is good or bad? And they don't think like that. So also, in the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada, he also mentions about, actually if we see the Vedic activities, every activity is well thought over, well observed, and given to us. For example, nowadays, previously they would grind the grains on the stone. And that was called grinding. There is difference. And nowadays what we get the floor, most of the factory made floor is called crushing. Roller mills. The rollers go and they just, they're strong iron rollers and the grains are crushed. There are difference of process. In the grinding process, all the important vitamins are maintained in the floor. In the crushing process, the important vitamins are released, thrown out. And then they have to add artificial vitamins like calcium, magnesium, and then they sell us enriched floor. They write on the packets, enriched wheat flour, and we think it is very nice. Everything done in the Vedic culture, not that previous time the sages and the rishis, we think they were less advanced. They did not know how to do all these things. Though they knew, but they knew it is not for the welfare of the society, and therefore they did not establish that. In the previous verse, about drinking of milk has been mentioned. And the scientists, they have found out, and they have done real research, that milk is very toxic and poisonous. But actually it's correct. The milk which we are getting in most of the city is toxic and poisonous. In Western countries, see, we follow the West, everything. In the Western countries, now they are realizing the importance of milk in the natural state. Unaltered, like what I mean, if you don't know, you may not be aware. So you have to make aware. We get that plastic bag milk pasteurized. The milk has to be heated till a degree of 150, 160 degrees. And then they take out the natural fats by some artificial process. They call it toned milk. If they don't take out, that is called whole milk. That is more costly. But in the field of pasteurizing, the milk is greatly, the structure of the even atomic and molecular level is greatly altered. And then they have to add many toxic preservatives. Otherwise, milk will not remain fresh. See, the milk which we get is at least 2 days old. Because the milk is collected by the farmers, then it is collected by the dairy, then it transported to the dairy machine, then it is pasteurized, then it is transported to the cities, and sometimes they keep in the drip fridge, because if the whole milk is not sold today, they have to sell it tomorrow. They can't just throw it and make a loss. So That is the whole business. Milk can't remain fresh for more than few hours. We see, if we get a fresh milk, raw milk, we have to heat it. Otherwise, it will spoil. And if we heat it after every 7-8 hours, then it remains fresh for... Previously, I knew that when there was no fridge, we would get the milk from the man and we would heat it immediately. In the morning, maybe in the evening again, to preserve it. That was the process. But now what we get is completely altered. And that milk is certainly toxic. It will give the reverse effort. Then you may say, what's the solution? Yes, the Western people are showing the solution. In Australia, I just read a news, just means few weeks back, that some people, those who understood this, they have come together and they have made a group called Herd Share. That means, say 10 people come together and they buy a land outside the city. They keep 5 cows. They pay for the expenses of the cows and for the manager, a person to take care. And whatever milk comes in the natural state, they share it. Once we understand the importance of this difference between two types of milk scientifically, then we'll also think in those terms. Actually, if where there is demand, the supply will come. That is business. It's not that if we say, oh, we don't get here. If everyone of us go and ask 10 people in the market, can you give us the natural milk, means the milk that comes without much alteration, the supply will begin surely. The businessman will think, how to do, how to get, he will find out. And such milk, if it even costs 100 rupees per liter, you should take it. We want to save some rupees over here. And when we go to the doctor and doctor says 500 rupees for first visit, we don't say 500, why not 50? But when the real milk is only few rupees more costly, we hesitate to pay. Oh, why is charging so much? We should know that milk, even if it costs 100 rupees, we should be ready to buy it. Because the worth, the benefit on the mental level is a great topic. Going through, just told me to take on some Sunday lecture or something in detail. But it's a great topic of how there's a big difference between both the two. The altered milk and unaltered milk. So these people, they will blame us. But today I'm going to talk on some different topic, means connected to the cows and cow production, which all of us should be aware of. We may be thinking that we are devotees, we don't support cow protection, but I would be sorry to say that most of us do support cow protection. And in India, cow production will fall down to 90% if Hindus don't support it. Hindus may not be eating the flesh of cows today, but the support which they give is tremendous. All the cows are not killed much for the flesh. Only the Muslims are, what you call, they are just, I wouldn't say agitated, but they are just made, oh, you see, someone stops to try killing cows, they say, oh, they are stopping against your religion. But no one will kill cow only for flesh. It's not possible. It won't be financially stable. Cow may cost 7,000, 8,000 rupees. Only few kilos of meat you may get from it. But other portions of cows, like cow bones, cow fat, cow blood. In India, the cows are killed. The place where the cow should be protected is the most cruel way all over the world. In other countries, they are killed straight away. They should not be, but still. In India, they are killed in the most cruel way. Now, first, the cows in many slaughterhouses. The cows, because in the other countries, at least to make sure there are some laws. India, there are no laws, and even the laws are there not followed. The cows are, adult cows are like a heavy steam to the degree of 200 centigrades is pushed or thrown on the cow. So the skin gets loose from the flesh inside. Then, like we know, the syringe, big syringes are taken and big air is pushed inside to fluff the cow. So that the all this is being done when she is alive. And after that, they take a stick and they beat the cow with the stick so that the skin gets soft before it is killed. All these things, I'm not able to tell in great detail, but these things are done in extreme detail. And after that, she is cut, not cut straight away and gone at the cut, so that the blood flows out slowly, because that is also collected for all pharmaceutical companies. And then she is killed and the flesh is sold. The maximum profit that comes from the cow is through these other products, the fats, the skin, the bones and the blood. The flesh is actually a byproduct. If a cow is killed only for flesh, it won't be economically viable. No Muslim will also kill. Who will put money from his pocket and kill the cow? If the cow is killed only for the flesh, the cost of the flesh will go to the 1,000 rupees per kilo. Which Muslim can afford that? Very few times. Not generally. But when all other things are used by the products, so-called artificial products, which we Hindus, if all the Hindus stop using these cow-based products, then no cow will be killed, or at least the cow killing will go down to, it will go down by 90 degrees. If 1,000 cows are killed, only 10 cows will be killed, if all these Hindus stop supporting them. For example, basically they have changed the culture and they have introduced this cow killing. All the iron medicines, or most of the iron medicines, has to have some, I may not be say 100% or maximum, have element of cow blood in it. We may say, oh, we did not know. But when we give lecture, we say ignorance of law is not the cause of excuse. All of us have said that when we give lecture of law of karma. We say, some people say, I do not know, we should not eat meat. Ignorance of law is not cause of excuse. And then we say, one who kills, one who supports, one who eats, one who distributes, one who sells, all are implicable. But when it comes to some serious thing, cows are very dear to Krishna. Yes, preaching is the most important, I agree. But how can Krishna be happy seeing in India 50,000 cows are killed daily? Maximum number. When India became independent, there were 30 crore cows in India. And now there are only 7 crore remaining, although the population has become double. So, calcium, we say, oh, I have Ekadashi today, and use the calcium from the cow bones and put into our mouth early in the morning. All your Ekadashi is gone waste, fasting. So many Hindus, they do all vratas, fasting, vrata, and early in the morning they put in cow bone powder in their mouth. And actually the cost of the toothpaste which we use is only 2 to 3 rupees. And you don't mind to pay them 80 rupees. And if someone comes and gives you original cow milk for 100 rupees liter, so costly. And toothpaste 100 rupees for 100 grams, very nice. Which has bone powder. The soaps, most of the which, they have to have cow fat in that. And that soap costs only 2 rupees, 1.5 rupees. And we pay 15 rupees, 20 rupees. All this profit is supporting killing of cows. Otherwise, cows won't be killed for, Muslims have not much to do with killing of cows. They kill. All the cow killing is done by them. But they won't, they do because they get money. And the money comes from the Hindus which use the all cow products. How will some Muslim go to the slaughter if he's not paid for going and killing? He's doing as a job. Yes. They have that tendency to do as a job. But they won't go if they are not paid for. And that payment comes from this 2 rupees toothpaste sold at 8 rupees. We pay 78 rupees for killing cows. 2 rupees soap for 20 rupees. 80% of Indian Hindus and Buddhists, they pay for killing cows by giving 18 rupees donation to the factories which kill. And this is all a great science. And not great science, it's a facts. But we want to very nicely ignore anything, especially fruits or anything, other things which look very shiny. You notice, the fruits, they naturally don't have so much shine. But sometimes they put and they look very shiny. Element of cow fat has to be applied on that. And when we go purchase, this looks clean, very shiny fruits. We say, this is good. And this is natural, have some rough element. The only difference is animal fat and mostly cow fat has been applied. Nothing else. So, we as a devotee may be also a part of it. Then how can the iron come into our body? Previously people would cook in iron kadais, you know, and iron tawas. Atomically iron would go, they had to scrape while cooking or while boiling the oil. But now they have got aluminium vessels and what do you call it? Stainless steel, that doesn't, non-stick. That is also generally not iron, mostly it is aluminium based. All that metals which are toxics,
which not only help the body, but which make it more damaging to the body. If you want iron in your body, there is no need of medicine. Just increase the use of iron tawa and iron pot for that, karahi for your cooking. Automatically the iron will start going into your body. But first we remove that and take the medicines which come from cow blood. Most of the cosmetics have to be supported by. They see, no one will tell the truth. They may even put up some green mark or red mark or no mark. No one will speak the truth for money. Will you? Tell us, if I have a business, will I speak truth for money? If I will not speak, why the others will speak? Businessman is not there to speak truth. He is there to make money. And when the inspectors will come, he may not use those things or he may give them some money. This we all know, but we say, oh, it has green mark. No problem. There are alternatives possible that I will discuss on some Sunday in detail, but I just wanted to make us aware that we are, the cow killing in India, which is happening in such a gruesome, cruel way, the Hindus are responsible because it is a financial killing. Maximum slaughterhouses are owned by Hindus. Workers may be Muslims, but maximum are owned by Hindus. And most of the cow's products are used by Hindus, maximum. Even the Jains and all, the Jains, Hindus and Buddhists, when I say Hindus mean, which theoretically or their religion says Ahimsa. But they are unaware of what's happening behind the scenes. So if we want to actually support, there is no need to do any satyagraha for killing cows, not to kill cows. Just stop the financial support. Just stop this, all other uses of cow finances, the cow killing will stop automatically. But then we have to be aware and the alternatives have to be provided, which are there. If we start looking, if we know we have to look out at it, the alternatives are there. But only thing, we have been trained by these researches which are done by the finances from the same institutes. Go and see who supports the finances for all the research of soap and everything. All the slaughterhouse industry directly or indirectly supports this. Modern soaps, sorry to say soap. People think only when we use soap we get fragrance. The soaps, actually, they don't remove the dirt much. Bleach it. Means you don't look at it. It is not visible. They remove the color. Even in the clothes. Otherwise, for removing the dirt, actually you have to scrub or put into machine. Just using the soap is not. The real removal of the dirt is being done by the scrubbing of the clothes. That either in my machine or by hand. Soaps actually bleach whatever is there. Black dirt is there. It has been bleached. Similar on our body. We think only when the foam comes and there is some artificial fragrance in the soap, we think, oh, very fragrant. It's not. Some people say, oh, my sweat has a bad odor. Sweat generally should not have a bad odor. If it has, it means there is something improper in the body. There is something wrong. Disease in the body is there, therefore the sweat has bad odor. There are people who have not used soaps for many years. I know one for 30 years. His body doesn't smell bad. I should not speak. But myself also, for 20 years. Sometimes I use that cow-based soap. Sometimes, rarely. But some people, it's a body sweat smells bad. Means there is a big problem in the body and some diseases are going to come to you. Especially connected with the kidney stone, pancreas, liver, all these things. That's Ayurvedic science. That's a different topic altogether. I won't take that, no. That means that has to be cured. If the body is cured, the sweat won't smell bad. And also there, but still, Prabhupada says we should either wash our hands with earth or with soap. When the earth is there, we have to scrub it. Our body will be clean only by scrubbing, not by foam. Just like clothes, we may put the soap, but ultimately we have to either scrub by hand or we put in the machine. The scrubbing has to be happened. Then only it will be cleaned and the dirt will be thrown out. Certainly, the soaps are so smooth, we just apply it and there are some strong artificial fragrance, everything very nice. But the dirt is bleached. To clean the body, this earth-based soaps,
If you use them once, you will just, if your mind is adjusted, mind will say, so foam has to be there. But if that has been adjusted, you will see a different freshness. Because what happens, all when earth-based soaps are used, all the sweat pores of our body, they open up. And body starts fresh, inhaling, exhaling from that also. It's a completely fresh experience. All the sweat pores, they actually open up. And by the fat, how can fatty soap, oil soap, clean the body? Do you apply oil to clean something? In the previous times, when the kadais were oily, you would apply, clean it by sand and mud. When the sand was applied, immediately it would soak in all the oil. But we call ourselves scientific and behave and reject all the Vedic culture. This is demonic tendency. And because there's a great, some details are there, and they give especially this calcium medicines, cow bone and iron medicines for cow blood, especially the expecting mothers. And the children, they suffer. We see so many children have specs at the age of 3, 4, 5 and 7. It was not like that. Immediately you should understand if some children had, the mother has taken some heavy medical dose when she was pregnant. The internal organs have been damaged of the child, and his eyes are not getting the power which they should get. And not only heavy medicines, there have to be medicines coming from cow killing. And we can't excuse ourselves because we are not aware of all these things. Because I did not know. It's not like that. Also, some people, I'll make some points in short today, and detail will be at a later stage on some Sunday lecture. Some people, we should understand what original cow milk means. The cow milk certainly means in the natural state, taken from the cow with love. Cow is a very emotional, we should not call it an animal. Pashu, see in Hindi there are two terms, pashu. Pashu is animal, but cow is not an animal, it's called prani. There's difference. Pashu means, who is pashu? Lion, tiger. When the people behave in a, they say pashvi vrutti, animalistic. Cow is not, it's a prani. Prani is a completely different term. You know, prani, the term comes in Sanskrit from the word pran, life. So the cow is a prani which supports our life. And pashu who are like barbaric people. Barbaric animals, violent ones are called pashu. So, I won't say animal, but whatever it is, a divine living entity. She is satisfied. If she is satisfied, then the milk that comes, that is real milk. Not that you just drive away all the milk, keeping the calf hungry. Immediately, the emotions and the chemical formula of the milk will change. And this has been observed. I remember it and I quote it. Madhavanand Prabhu, our doctor, he always tells that when some parents come with a small boy, means baby, of a few months old, and the baby is sick and he cannot exactly find out some proper reason, or he may find out but the baby is sick, he immediately asks the parents, is there great fight and quarrel happening in your house, especially with the mother, either with the husband or with the mother-in-law or with anything? And he says in 80 to 90% of cases, the answer is yes. The mother is angry, mother is unsatisfied, and the child is affected by the milk which he drinks from the mother. That is a great science. And in a similar way, the cow milk, not that we just pull all the milk from her with the machine or keep the calf. If the calf is hungry, the cow will be unhappy. She will be feeling, what you call it, trouble. And that milk will again be different. What to speak of pasteurizing it in a great alteration way. If the cow is satisfied, even if you get half liter of milk, that is nectar. Nowadays, people, they make the cows into hybrid. They call it jersey. This is because she gives more milk. But there's a big difference. If I ask you, do you want 10 grams of nectar or 10,000 kg of poison? 10,000 kg, very nice. It's just, yeah, what do you want? 10 grams of, I just put it, nectar or iron or 100 kgs of iron or 1000 kgs of dust or 10,000 kgs of poison. or 10,000, big number, I should take that, or 1,000 kgs, no? The whole effect is different. And therefore, when we drink such milk is glorified, that comes from a satisfied cows, that grazes in the forest and eats as per her desire. And when we remove it, then the scientists, they study, they will say the milk is very poisonous, bad for humans. Correct. What you are studying is bad. But you don't know what real milk is. Similarly, in the Vedic culture, it has been instructed, I was saying this point of Madhavanand Prabhu, doctor, it has been instructed a lady should not feed, the breastfeed the child when she is in ignorance or angry. If she is sleeping and she gets up, she should spend 5 minutes to become fresh. And then only she should feed the child. All these things are great, subtle sciences available in the Vedic scriptures. But we as advanced people, scientific people, have forgotten this science and adapted other science. Maybe some important points if remaining over here is just... Yeah, one point. Nowadays there is big discussion happening about plastic bottles. Some devotees, especially even among devotees circle. And when there is a big question, what about traveling, pure water? Yes, I understand. During traveling, we may not get pure water, or it may have some contaminations. This was coincidence. But there's a very easy solution. I'll tell one. I have not told today much solutions for that. We have to come later. But I will tell one solution for. Going through has announced the date, 13th December. So, I don't know whether I should speak this. I generally don't like to speak myself, but because it was told, then I'm speaking. While traveling, we had this question: what about water which we get contaminated? How can we do about it? And the solution is very simple, but then we don't have the. It's like that. If we start demanding, the solutions will come. Now the solutions are there; they will be available, and then the cows will be really protected in India and all over the world. To purify any water, not any means, just take any water from the sewage canal, but normal water which we get from any tap in the public distribution system, is very easy. Just carry some cow dung ash. You try it. You yourself try it. Carry some cow dung ash when the cow dung cakes have been burned. But then again, cow dung should be from the cows which of the Indian variety. You may say, why I am specifically for like that? It's not my. Mohan Prabhu, he is from the West. From Slovenia? Croatia. I was thinking, because some people say, Madan Gopal, you are fanatic about these cows of Indian origin. I would say Indian origin, I would say of Vedic origin. Because these Indian origin cows are found in South America, Africa, and Asia. Except Europe and America, where they have been altered long back. But in if it is Indian origin, why they are found in South America? And even all over Africa, where the alteration has not taken place yet. The cows of the Vedic origin, what it is, Vedic origin cow, I will show on a slideshow on 13th December. But everything can be discussed today. But if you just take the cakes, burn it, and take its ash, if you have 1 liter of bottle, fill it, add some little bit of ash, it doesn't cost anything. And drink the water after half hour, you will not have any dysentery. At least try once. And even if you have dysentery, what do you want? Dysentery or cancer? Even if you have once a while, or diabetes, what do you want? Nowadays, they have understood these limitations of mineral water, because it is, to go into scientific terms, I was reading one Ayurvedic text in original Sanskrit a few days back, and it says any potable water should be alkaline, not acidic. It should not be acidic. And if you check the litmus, any mineral water is acidic, 6.5 pH at the most. If you know, those are from science, the pH 7 is neutral. Above 7 is alkaline, below 7 is acidic. All mineral water or RO water has to be 6.5 pH. Now the modern science has understood that, and therefore they say after the water has been mineralized or reverse osmosis, you should add some salts into it to make it alkaline. So which is already there. So some boiling water is another way of purifying it. But boiling is costly and impractical when we are traveling. It's not only impractical, impossible. You can't boil the water when you are traveling on yatras or something like that. So even if you have dysentery once a while, what we want? Do we want dysentery or we want some incurable, terminally ill diseases like diabetes, cancer? All acidic water will give rise to such diseases. And impure water, which they claim, will give out to some dysentery for 2 days and it will be cured. It won't last long. So it's a choice which you have to make. And even if you want to be pure in that, like safer in that, add just pinch or two of cow dung ash. It will kill all the bacteria. Give them it some time of 15, 20 minutes, half hour. And you, if you don't believe me, test it in the laboratory. Test it in the laboratory. Get the results. Because the Vedic scriptures say, okay, I will end here. There are many more topics to speak. Only one question Prahlad Bhaktapura has immediately raised. One and two. Anandantu, I cannot deny him.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for a very, very important class. I had one question that you told about the toothpaste we use. It has bone powder, cow's bone powder. But these Ayurvedic, so-called Ayurvedic toothpaste which are available like Dabur and Miswak and Smile and everything. So their cost is also similar to the other toothpaste. So they must also be costing 2 rupees, 3 rupees yes. Practically. So are we support? Is there some element of
okay,
cow?
Good point. Which Govind Prabhu made few many classes back. He says it's just like a hotel owner has 2 hotels. One is veg and one is non-veg. You made that point? One is veg and one is non-veg. So he says, I go into the veg hotel. But a hotel owner does say, this is profit from the veg and this is profit from the non-veg. All these profits are together. And even if you go to one, we are supporting the other indirectly. So I am here to say that maximum, even if they claim to be Ayurvedic, they have element of cow. If they don't have, some brands may not have. I agree theoretically. But they also make the brands which have. The same company makes the brands which have. So even if you use the brands which don't have the cow bone powder, we are supporting the at least the activity. As like hotel of veg hotel and non-veg hotel of the same owner. The same owner has a toothpaste with a bone powder and a toothpaste without a bone powder. So it's the same thing. So, Anandan Prabhu, last comment. He's first.
Prabhu, in our India, there is an ISO certificate that has been given to us. Means all the companies, they get ISO, Indian Standard, International. That is some certificate that gives us the full clarity that this product doesn't have any nonsense. It has been certified by the government authority itself. And we believe into that because we don't have anything more research into that. Now, most of the companies, like all these big companies like Hindustan Lever, Colgate and all of them, most of the product, they have a ISO certificates. And with that ISO certificate, they mark green. Green means it's pure vegetarian. Red means it's non-vegetarian. So that's the only thing that we can go up to that level. We don't have that much research department where we can see it. So when we see an ISO certificate and we see the green belt, that makes it very clear that we can use it. Now I would like to know very clearly, we being a layman, what is the lifestyle and what are the products that we have to use from morning to evening? Because for example, from morning when we get up, we need a toothpaste, we need a soap, we need milk, we need all those things that we need every day. Now we cannot go beyond any items about we can just believe this is vegetarian, this is ISO. So can you just make it very clear that even ISO certificate or all our green things also doesn't work out? At the same time, what are the things that we can use from morning to evening so that our consciousness is also not disturbed? At the same time, we are also protecting the cow indirectly. One thing
not
more
indirectly, directly.
Directly, sorry. And one thing more, Prabhu, we wanted to know is that as you said, that pure fresh milk is the best thing if you pay 100 rupees. But for a person like us who are staying in Bombay, where are the cow nearby to us where we can get fresh milk within 2 hours? It is not possible.
I say it may be difficult right now. Yeah. But if you are willing to pay, you go and ask some bhaiyawalas. They still move around in Bombay. Thoda to bacha hai bibi. In Bore, you just tell our Vada farm will pay 100, deliver it to me. If 10 of people of you will say, they make an arrangement.
But within 2 hours, it is not possible, Prabhuji, from Vada to come to my house and deliver it.
You don't go. There's a practical thing.
It is day to day for all the 365 days. It is practically impossible.
I won't say so. If the design is business, Prabhuji, supply and demand chain happens everywhere. You are a businessman. If the demand is there, the supply will come.
But it will not be so much demand will be coming.
So that's what we have to
Let us understand on that basis also, because we devotees, how much devotees are there in Bombay? So that much demand will not come, and that much.
As a detail, I won't go into that point. We can work it out together afterwards.
Correct.
But so, I will go into this ISO point.
Yeah. So ISO plus, I want the full detail from morning to evening. What are the items we are supposed to use it?
That
we become very clear. I don't want that the class should be only on a subjective. It should be a very practical class.
Yes.
Where we can use the things that we have to use it every day, so that we don't get carried away with all outside nonsense things.
Thank you. About the ISO, even in the Western countries, what I studied, the standard of the inspector, if he is genuine, truthful, and not being given money to give a certificate, if all things are correct, what the inspector does, he comes and checks your company's raw materials, say for calcium. He just checks where it is coming from. Immediate source, immediate supplier, he checks whether it is connected to animal killing or not. If that calcium supplying company is getting from somewhere which is connected to animal killing, he doesn't check that. The format is like that. If I want to say my company and product don't indulge in animal killing, then they will come and they will see my papers where I get my supplies of raw materials from, and he will just check that immediate companies. Are they indulging in animal killing or are their products in animal killing? But they will not check, are their supplies in? So, if this is all, even after the inspector is truthful, not accepting any money to give the certificate. The first thing. And second thing, it's a big topic which will take many, many minutes. And that will be on 13th December. No, it won't be happen in 5 minutes. There are many questions coming up. So, let there be some suspense, some eagerness. What do you call it? Oh, English, that go founder, separate, like something like that. So let us think and then we'll discuss. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.